Blog Talk Radio.
Immediately when I started to take a look at the amount of intervention, let's say, that happened in our human history, and I was channeling this and remote viewing these ancient human history timelines, I was pissed. I was so angry. I'm like, what? No way. Like, that's not okay. Like, they can't just do
that. Where is that? There she is. Well, I can get somebody to take that out. How's that? And let's just go.
Okay.
I can get somebody to edit that, like the guy who's going to send it, take it from the whole piece. He edits. So we are on the air. So good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And we have Eva. She's with us this morning. And by the way, Eva, your background is just awesome. You're very accomplished. You've been in traditional businesses. I think you say you had 43 franchises. That's a lot. McDonald's, Uber, Subway, and all those things. That's a lot of work. Now you're in network marketing. Why would you come over to network marketing when you've made so many millions of dollars in traditional businesses as a franchise? Welcome to the Super Patch. I think we want to talk about this morning. Is that right?
That is right. Good morning. Thank you. You know, I was approached by someone about this industry. And, of course, being in the business world, I looked at it as a business. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is, like, brilliant. Because where else would you have a minimal investment, right, and be able to impact people's lives in so many different ways, especially financially, with a minimal investment? And I thought, what am I doing over here spending millions of dollars in brick and mortars, right, in equipment, in overhead, and, you know, everything that a traditional business needs, when I can be over here and truly impacting people's lives? So I jumped in face first, as they say, and I've never looked back.
Wow.
And it's been an amazing journey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but traditional business, for most people, look, small businesses are the crux, the foundation of the economy in the United States. Agreed? Having a small business.
Agree.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a Burger King or Subway or a McDonald's franchise, people would love to think that they could do that. But you were saying, having 43 of them, that it was a yeoman's job handling it. It was a lot of work, 7 to 7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's almost like a kindergarten having all those people. You had hundreds of people, right?
Oh, my God, thousands of people throughout the years. But think about this.
Uh-huh.
Our average business was anywhere between a half a million and 1.2 to open.
Ah.
So how many people can actually afford to invest between, you know, half a million to 1.2 on a business that maybe has a 50-50 chance of success?
I see.
The risk is high, right?
Right.
And so that's why you'll see a lot of businesses open up and within 6 months they're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's truly hard. Now, there are businesses that are very successful and have been there for years. But again, you're trading time for money. And I did that for 38 years. And that's why we were very successful. But there's more to life than just trading time for money, right? And also to be able to impact and help other folks that are not able to do that.
That's
so
true.
That's the part that was intriguing to me.
So with this new network marketing phenomenon, if you will, I call it that, it's been around
mm-hmm.
60 years, maybe more. It really started in 1935 with Carl Rinborn when he came back from China, and he had the California vitamins, but we won't go back on all that history. And of course, Amway started in 1959 and Herbalife 1980 by Mark Hughes. But so companies have had some tremendous successes, true, but there have been a lot of job outs. You talked about Mary Kay. Could you give us a little bit of that history, just a bit?
Well, Mary Kay opened in 1963. They're a phenomenal skincare company, right? They're still in business. They're still doing great. But every business has curve of prosperity, if you will, right?
I see.
And what most people don't understand is there's a time and a place to be a part of a business. So you may use somebody's products and services, but is it an opportunity for you to actually invest and get in and, you know, create financial wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, no, because, you know, you've heard the saying, and a lot of people say, you know, the guy at the top makes all the money, right? And that's the furthest from the truth. It's whoever gets in at the beginning is who's going to reap the rewards. And let's look at Amazon. Everybody knows Amazon, right?
True.
If we invested in Amazon today, would we make a lot of money?
Not quite.
Chances are no. Exactly, because they're already established. Their stocks have skyrocketed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to make enough. But what if we had invested back when they started, when they were an online bookstore selling used books online?
Oh, wow.
Would we have made millions?
At least
100%.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know what? I don't know about you, but I thought that was the dumbest thing ever, because who's going to buy books online?
Well,
guess what? Everybody.
Right.
And, of course, they didn't stop there, right, because the vision was larger. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He had a vision about that. He was working on Wall Street and making, you know, at least a six-figure income or more. And
mm-hmm.
with his bonuses, you know, it was a nice, hefty income that was back in what,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming into 20 years ago. And then it was really 94, somewhere around in that. But then he said he had his idea about having books online and that he wanted
mm-hmm.
to start in. Went to his manager, said, I'm going to do this. The manager said, you got to be crazy. He said, well, I got this vision. I think I can make it happen. And the rest is history. So yeah, I guess you got to have vision in order to really delve into a new business, a startup, if you will. You've done it over and over and over again.
Well, you have to – yes, you have to have a little bit of vision, right? But you also have to have a want to.
Okay.
I don't want to settle. A lot of people settle, you know, maybe because they think they can't, or maybe because they don't know how. And that's the beautiful thing about network marketing is you're not in business by yourself. You have amazing people that can surround you and truly help you build, you know, a legacy for your family,
mm-hmm.
for yourself, right? And so, and that's what I'm doing. I'm building a legacy. I have three children. My children saw us work so hard, they didn't want anything to do with our businesses.
I see.
They're like, we don't want to work as hard as you did, right? And so that's why I love this model, because it allows you to have a life. You work from the comfort of your own home. You can work from the beach, right? You can work from wherever you want. And the more people you help, the more comes your way.
Right.
I mean, it's a win-win-win.
That's true. And mm-hmm. you started in this industry, what, 2017?
I started in this industry in 94.
Oh.
And I didn't realize what I had my hands on. I dabbled in it because I was so busy opening up all those businesses, right?
I see.
But I studied it. I became a sponge, and I watched people. Why did some people make a lot of money? Why didn't some people make money, right? And I just really became knowledgeable about it, I would say. I kind of educated myself, which was a great learning curve for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2016 is when I got serious. And I thought, you know what? I now have an opportunity to really embrace this industry and take what I've learned and put it to use. And that's what allowed us to replace all our income, shut down those businesses, sell off the real estate, and go on and build, you know, legacy income for our family and for other people's family, because I have thousands of people on my team that are reaping those rewards. And that's a blessing.
Right, right. The for people who are really new, because at most colleges and universities and people who are doing MBAs and all that, study business,
mm-hmm.
they don't really teach network marketing for some reason or other. And Eric Worre speaks of that in his book, The New Professionals, if you want to get that book. Or I don't know if you've been there. And then he had a documentary, and you saw the documentary, Rise of the Entrepreneurs, about an hour long. You know, you can Google
mm-hmm.
that, the Rise movie. Excellent instruction about how to do the business. How did you stumble, then you made it happen, now you've made millions. What's the difference? What would one do to become very successful in the network marketing industry?
Treat it like what it is, a multi-million dollar business. People, a lot of times, because it's invisible, right? There's no brick and mortar. You don't see, you don't walk into it, right? And so a lot of people treat it as not a business. They treat it as a hobby. Of course, anything you treat as a hobby will pay you as a hobby. But I treated this like I did my other businesses. I had to make sure the lights were on, right? The door was unlocked. People can come in. You know, it's the same thing here. You have to treat this like a business if you're going to run a business. And it will pay you like a big business if you run it that way. So I think that's the, you know, the misconception here is that people don't understand that this is truly a business.
Oh, you'll help me out
just a little bit. Yeah.
I know Eric Worre and Horton Bugs, who now is worth many, many millions of dollars, and he came into Amway back in the early 80s, and the best he could do was make $500 a month. Mm-hmm. And then he did like you, started studying the industry, got very serious about the industry, and the last time I heard he's made about $70 million as a network marketer, you know, $1 million a month, mm-hmm. with a company called Organo Gold. But what is the difference? What is the work habit? What is the process to make it really happen in your lifetime?
Well, the first thing is that you have to be able to share it with folks, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because that's opening the door, if you will. No one knows what you're doing unless you tell them, correct? I have never sold products, but yet everybody knows what I do because I'm serious about my business. And people always ask, you know, what do you do? And I said, you know what? I help people with their health and their financial health. Really, what business are you in? You know, and then it starts the conversation, right? And so you just have to share with people. And I tell people, you know, if you don't like people, this is not a good business for you, right? You have to truly care. And I truly care for people. I want people to have success, whatever that means for them. And for some folks, it may be taking their health back into their own hands, right? For others, it may be getting out of debt. For others, it could be buying a home or sending children to college or retiring or being able to take care of a, you know, family member, or maybe donate to their church or their community. You know, success is different for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not having that extra income come in, you're not able to do any of those things. And this is what makes me crazy. We live in the land of opportunity. And God knows this country has its issues just like any other country. But it's still the land of opportunity. And everything is here for us. It's at our fingertips. All we have to do is reach out and grab it.
True.
So it's very simple.
Well, yeah, it may be for you because you see it. You have the vision. You have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You've had
mm-hmm.
43 different franchises, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, Subway, whatever. That's a lot of experience. So the average person coming into network marketing, they really don't have that kind of experience that you've had.
Well, they do, though.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Because here's why.
Okay.
As humans, our nature is to share with people, right?
Right.
When we see a good movie, what do? We call all our friends and tell them.
Ah.
If we go to a good restaurant, what do? We call all our friends and tell them. If we go to a bad restaurant, what do?
Tell them.
We tell all our friends, right? So it doesn't matter good or bad. People get jobs every single day. They have to go through training, right? They have to show up at a certain time. They have to take a break at a certain time. They go home at a certain time. So they're conditioned to discipline.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The problem is that if you don't discipline yourself, someone else will discipline you the rest of your life. So what does that mean? you're going to a job and you're giving them 150%, as you should, because they're paying you. But if you just gave yourself 100% part-time building a home-based business, that'll change your life.
Wow. So it's a matter of dedication. Look, in the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson,
mm-hmm.
he's made about $30-40 million in doing this kind of business called network marketing. But people should get that book. You can always get the audio on Amazon. And he says at one point that to get started, he did 2 a day and 1 a week. Now, what that what does that mean? He did 2 presentations every day, and he had a meeting a week where he would bring people back and get them to look at it again, you know, with their friends, relatives, and acquaintances. And after that, it was a no-brainer. Are you doing the same thing?
Yes, I share information with people every day, all day. Now, when I say that, I don't work 40 hours a day, right? I still have a life. So while I'm doing life, still working my business. So when I meet someone, I give them information, and I keep it very simple. I have tools in place, and I just say, you know, I have my hands on an opportunity of a lifetime. I'm not sure if you're open to looking, not sure if you're looking for better health or better financial health, but I would love to share my information with you and get your opinion and see if this is a good match for you. That's it. My job is to offer it. Their job is to take it or leave it. That's it.
So you're looking for people who are looking for you then?
I'm looking for people that are looking for an opportunity to take their health back into their own hands and also to build another stream of income.
Okay.
And think about this. The average household would change their life with an extra $5 to $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It'll change their life.
That's true.
So forget the millions, because people will make millions, right? But if we just took an average person, what would an extra $1,000 do for that family every month? Huge. Life changes.
Right. But for those people who are so-called, quote, you know, the entrepreneurs of the day, newbies, the people who, the youth, the Generation X and all that, do they think big? They think, listen, I want that Rolls Royce. I want that big house on the water, you know, 20,000 square feet of space, millions, $2 million, $3 million of dollars. I want something big. So how would you introduce them to network marketing where the minimum income to come in, I mean, the minimum investment, sorry about that, would be $200 or $300, maybe a little bit more, you know, but less than $1,000. Okay. You get started for less than $1,000, and you're hoping one day to get this Bentley, this Rolls Royce, this house on the beach, or your own airplane. How did you present that picture?
Well, look, we know your J-O-B is not going to get you there, right?
Okay.
So we know that that's 100% not going to happen. Here, I'm going to say your chances are 50-50. Now, why do I say that? Because it's up to you to want it, right, to make it happen. So if you choose to make it happen, it'll happen here. Unless you choose not to, and then it won't, right? There's where the 50-50 comes in. But we know for sure it's not going to happen working for someone else. Work marketing, you're building yours. So let's say it took you a year, 2 years, 5 years. So where are you going to be in 5 years anyways if you continue to go to work?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be right where you're at, right? So because you'll never make enough money to do what you want to do because you don't have enough time. There's only so many hours in a day. So there's no way that you can leverage time and people, right?
Oh, okay.
So network marketing is like a franchise. Think about this. You know, the guy that owned McDonald's, right? Now, he didn't work in the restaurant. He didn't flip burgers. He had millions of people who did that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. If he made a dollar well, 10 cents off a burger, let's just say, right?
True.
And billions of burgers were sold. Was he leveraging time and people? Absolutely.
I see.
He couldn't have sold a billion burgers on his own, but he had thousands of restaurants that sold billions of burgers, right?
Right.
So that's what network marketing is. You're not out selling products. You have a team of folks that are buying products and using them, and they're referring folks. And the beautiful thing in network marketing is it's the only industry that does not discriminate. What does that mean? It doesn't matter if you have an education or not. It doesn't matter if you're skinny or fat or tall or short or blonde or brunette or, you know, if you have money or if you don't have money, if you live in a mansion or don't live in a mansion, right? It's an equal opportunity because it's based on you sharing the opportunity in hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not true of all professions.
But speaking of the Burger King, I guess Ray Kroc would really be an example of that. I mean, even though he was in the franchise business, but he used the same strategies, techniques, and skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to go to the motion picture, the founder, you'll see
right.
Ray Kroc do all of that. Talk about that for a bit here for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that he saw the vision. He said, you know, this can be a big business, right? We can build this. You know, you've seen the movie, If You Build This, They Will Come, right? You saw that, Field of Dreams.
Yes.
And so, right. And so people are looking. Right now, as you and I are speaking, people are praying for something to come into their life, whether it be for their health or their financial health. How many times have people said, man, if I just had the right opportunity, you know, if I was just at the right place at the right time. And you know what? We are. This is the right time. This is the right place. All you have to do is reach out and take it. It's here.
Well, obviously, you indeed are an example of success in network marketing to have come into the industry at first and stumble, and then later on to come in around 2017 and make, again, millions of dollars as you did in the traditional business, franchise business. So I guess the people who kind of need an eye-opener would, number one, I would say go to the watch the motion picture, Rise of the Entrepreneur, just punch that up, the Rise movie
mm-hmm.
on Google that and watch that movie. And two, just to apprise yourself of the possibilities of making serious money, go to the website businessforhome.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been there, right? And what's
yep.
there? What's there? Tell us what's in that on that website.
It's full of people working from home, creating success for themselves, their family, people they love and care about. Right. This is what makes this business so rewarding and so unique, is because you're going to help people, and that's a beautiful thing. You don't. No one builds a multi-million dollar business on their own. No one, regardless of the business, right? It takes people. In a traditional world, it takes employees. It takes customers. It takes, you know, a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of money. Here in network marketing, it just takes you sharing an opportunity with people. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we do, right? And that's how. The more you share, the more successful you become. The more people you help, the more comes your way. So this is not about me. This is about how many people can I help find better physical and financial health.
I see.
And the rest happens.
I see.
Automatically.
Well, people are looking because they're even going to seminars. I mean, look, here's a little clip from a seminar in Orlando, Florida, and people were out there searching, and I'll just take a minute or two and talk about that, because people are kind of looking, and here's what's happening.
The world is changing faster than ever. What used to take decades is now taking years or even months.
What you see right now is the illusion that people have had for many decades. about the workplace being the secure place to work the rest of your life.
For the first time in the history of our nation, our children will not do as well as us.
We've seen our friends get laid off. We've been laid off. We've had our pay cut.
People are overworked and underpaid. They seem to have less time and less freedom. They live under constant pressure.
This is going to be forced. And so even if your employer loves you, you may have to cut you. There's something wrong that on Monday morning, the heart attack rate increases by 35%.
Technology is accelerating. Job security is declining. It just doesn't seem like the old models of making a living are as reliable as they used to be.
Every aspect of our lives, there's a better way out there, but we're still doing it the old way.
We live in the greatest country on the planet, and there are a lot of people sitting around complaining and being cynical.
Like, everyone's whining about this old model, and I'm like, why don't you leave it? Look at all this over here. Look at all this opportunity.
Since so much of our lives revolve around our work and the way we make our living, many people are thinking there just has to be a better way.
The biggest challenge facing our world today is not making money, is what are we going to do with all the displaced, unemployed people?
People are afraid that they're going to make the wrong decision. People are afraid of the unknown. People are afraid that maybe I don't have the skills.
Hey, sports fans, industrial age is over. It's dead. It's dying. That's why going to school to get a job is an obsolete idea. A steady paycheck is an industrial age idea.
Well, that's Les Brown, and the last voice you heard was Kawasaki. I mean, not the rich dad, poor dad guy who he slept in his car for a number of months, but now he's a multi-millionaire. So you're right. I mean, you heard Les Brown, right? So that it speaks to the issues, and that was, by the way, a clip from the movie The Entrepreneur by Eric Worre. Put that there. It's a documentary. Again, people ought to go to Google that and watch that. It's about an hour. It's a heck of a educational tool. But go ahead and talk about that for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and they're spot on, obviously, right? You know, the thing is that we have an opportunity here to really impact and change people's lives. Did we ever think this country would shut down, or the world for that matter?
No right? way. Yeah.
People lost jobs. People lost lives, right? Total chaos. But you know what? People in network marketing continued to grow and flourish. Our check never stopped. Why? Because we had built a business that was sustained. When you're in the health and wellness industry, there's always going to be a need. Always. So while people were scrambling in 2020, other people were flourishing in 2020. And I say that because we never know what's going to happen around the corner, right?
Right.
Something is always lurking. Why not build a side business, a home-based business? I'm not saying go quit your job tomorrow. I'm saying stay there, but build this on the side. So no matter what happens, you're going to have something to fall on.
Absolutely.
In 2020, people were flocking into network marketing because they didn't know what to do. Their income stopped, but the bills didn't, right? And so, you know, you want to have security. And unfortunately, security is not what it used to be for our grandparents, right, and our parents. Security today is totally different. And you have to make sure that you have income coming in, build residual income, so no matter what happens, still going to be okay.
Okay.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right?
And especially for people who are senior citizens, you people who are 50, 60, 70 years old, and they go to job fairs, and guess what happens?
If these people don't get jobs, this becomes an issue for all of us.
It definitely does. It's a society. It's an issue for society.
Jacqueline James is research director at Boston College.
Is it possible that some of these older workers will never work again?
I'd like to say that people will find jobs, and they need to keep trying. But it is possible that people will not be able to.
And will spend the rest of their lives not working, unemployed.
Making ends meet as best they can.
We are creating a new underclass of the 50-plus generation that are not able to support themselves, that are going to be having a huge burden on the government because these baby boomers, as they age, have not saved enough, do not have enough health care to be able to maintain themselves.
So they keep looking in a shriveled job market that's a far cry from what they might remember when a smile and a handshake could get you in the door.
So Eva, you have the answer for us here in the year of 2023. Tell us what you have.
So we have our hands on something that's going to disrupt the health and industry as we know it, and it's going to disrupt this industry as we know it because it's a technology. And when you're able to take control of your health and wellness using a technology, no more lotions, potions, you know, vitamins, minerals, whatever, the body doesn't even absorb, right? This is allowing you to use this technology so your body can start the repair, the healing naturally and organically, the way our body was made. And so we have super patches. That's what they're called. We have patches for different issues that people are having. The beautiful thing is because it allows the body to start recommunicating with itself, right? So the magic is not in the patch. The magic is in the body because the body was meant to heal and repair. And so by simply using these patches, it opens up the communication to the body because it's, you know, for different issues, it has misfired, miscommunication, right? And that's why we have a lot of issues going on. And so it allows you to get rid of different issues that someone may be having, whether they're anxious, they may have aches and pains, they're looking to sleep. I mean, 75% of the world has sleep issues. That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when our bodies repair and heal, right? When we're sleeping and resting, that deep sleep. So just helping people with that. And then we have mobility issues, right? You know, different other issues going on. I mean, think about this. They're medicating our children today. There's something wrong with this picture. That's not right. I mean, think back when you were a child and you were in school. How many of the kids in school were on medication? And what I mean by medication, you know, cholesterol medicine. They're putting children on cholesterol medicine. You know, how many kids had inhalers back then? I don't even think we knew what an inhaler was, right? And just all these other things. And so it's time to stop and it's time to take control of our health and take it back and get off all these medications and all this craziness that's happening. Now, is there a time and a place for medication? Absolutely, there is. In some cases, there is. But in most cases, no. And then what happens is you take a pill for this, and then you got to take another pill to fix what that pill broke, and you got to take another pill because now you have another side effect, right? And where does this end? People are just tired of it. So this is what I love about what we have, is it allows your body to do what your body naturally will do. And so by simply putting on the patch or the patches that you know you need for different you know issues that you're having will help your body you know repair, and then you don't have those issues.
Okay.
Right. And it's all natural and organic. There's no side effects. There's no ingredients, right? There's nothing in these patches.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
How can one get more information about this?
So best thing to do is contact that person that invited you to listen to this, and they'll be able to walk you through it. They'll have a website that you can actually go to. They'll give you all the information so you can make an informed decision, both with your health and, of course, your financial health.
What kind of history are we talking about dealing with this company and these patches? Could you just bring us up to speed here. What's the phenomenon here? What's so unique?
Well, what's so unique is, think about it. You have a technology. You have no ingredients, right? Anyone can use them, safe for children, safe for adults, safe for everyone. We have peer reviews. We have studies. We're FDA registered, which means the product does what the product says it does. We just launched in Europe, right? I mean, people are going crazy. I have never seen anything like this before, where people are knocking on my door to get in because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want quality of life. And not only that, but they want to help their family members and their friends and people that they love and care about with their quality of life. Testimonies that we're getting are unbelievable. When I say life-changing, I mean life-changing. And what a blessing it is to be a blessing in someone's life and to be able to give them back their life. Things you and I may take for granted, like going up and down stairs, people weren't able to do that and can do that now. People that weren't able to move around, now they do, right? I mean, just things, simple things that most people take for granted, some people weren't able to do because they thought, you know, they were just doomed with whatever was bothering them. When you can give somebody back their life, that's priceless. Priceless.
So you have ongoing training, ongoing seminars, and I think you said the company is about to launch here in the United States soon.
Yes.
Is a little more history you can give us about the European business model that the company has been engaged in for the past 8 or 10 months? A little bit of history,
yes.
That's all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the company actually was founded in 2016, and so they've been around since 2016. It took him about 14 years to perfect this technology. Thank God he did. And it has just been, like I said, life-changing for so many people. We just did our pre-launch in Europe, actually last week, and we're doing our pre-launch here in the States, in November, and then we're doing our world launch first quarter of next year. So right now is the perfect time for those looking for an opportunity to get in, because 99.9% of the world doesn't know about this yet. So that's what makes this amazing.
Right. Well, it sounds wonderful. A lot of people, I guess the belief system comes in the fact that, does it really work? And you said FDA registered, no chemical, no additives, whatever, no vitamins, no minerals, no. It doesn't have any of that. How does it work then if it doesn't have herbs or vitamins or minerals or drugs in the product? How does it work?
Well, our bodies are meant to heal and repair, right? So our bodies communicate with our brain and our brain with our bodies. So think about everything we're doing right now. We're talking, we're seeing, we're swallowing, we're smelling. You know, we may be touching something, right? We may be moving. We're doing all these things naturally. We don't even think about doing that. You don't think about breathing. You just breathe, right? You don't think about talking. You just talk. You listen. You hear all these things. And this is because our brain and our body are in sync, and they know exactly what to do, back and forth, back and forth. How many times has someone cut their hand, and their hand starts to heal, right? You wash it off, use a Band-Aid, right? And then within a day or two or three, the body starts to repair and heal it. That's how our bodies are made. So what happens is, due to, you know, a lot of things in our bodies that are missing, nutrients, you know, vitamins, you know, minerals, due to disease, due to the environment, our bodies and our brain kind of miscommunicate. So the signal doesn't go back and forth. The body may be saying, oh, I'm in pain, but the message doesn't get to the brain, so the brain can say, "Late, let me send down what you need," right? And so what the patch does is it bridges the communication so that communication can actually get through to the brain and the brain to the body, right? And so then the body does what the body does naturally. So that's why I say the magic is in the body. The patch just allows the communication to happen so the body can start that repair process.
Oh,
and the results, yeah, are pretty instant.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's relatively new. So here we are. What would you suggest now then people do to look at this particular one? Because you've been around the industry a bit more so than most people, and you have knowledge of how it works, and you've had tremendous successes, right? So what would you tell people to do, the people who are looking who are in dire need of finding not only good health, but for natural security and security?
Right.
And so, you know, what would you tell them to do?
So what I would say is call the person that invited you to listen to this, and they'll get you all the information you need. They'll get you the videos. We can do a live call. We do live Zooms all the time, right? You can be a part of that, and you can get all the nitty-gritty and all the details, right? And then you can make an informed decision as to which way you'd like to proceed. That is the best way to do it, the information, right?
Okay.
And when you hear the people's stories, I mean, it's just, I hear them every day. I am so blessed that they call me with all these stories every day. And I mean, I'm living it, and I have my own story.
What is your story? What is your story about the product? You use the product. What is your story?
So my story is that I was not able to have a quality of life anymore. I was in excruciating pain 24/7. I was diagnosed with arthritis in my spine. It would take me about 5 minutes or so to get up off of a chair once sitting or to step out of a car. It would shoot down to my legs at night. It would wake me. It was just, I mean, I suffered from this for a long, long time. And what happens when people are in excruciating pain is there's a lot of wear and tear on the body. It really ages you because the body constantly struggles to try to repair, right? But there's no repair in sight because, like we said, the disconnect is there. And so I'm 58 years old. I don't have a problem saying that, but I felt like I was 80, you know? So my quality of life was not what it used to be. And so when I bought the patches and I placed them 10 minutes, my pain went from excruciating to about a 2. And I thought, oh, this is good, right? I went to bed that night. I woke up the next morning. I got up. I went into the bathroom. I started brushing my teeth, and I stopped dead in my tracks. And I thought, I just got out of bed, because that was not my routine in the morning. My routine in the morning was to sit at the end of the bed, bend over, stretch my spine, slowly turn to the right to get out of bed. I mean, it was a process. And then I realized not only did I get out of bed and walk in to the bathroom to brush my teeth, but I have no pain. And I have been pain-free ever since. And that was months and months and months ago.
Wow.
So I'm living proof it works today that I wasn't able to do. But you know what the best part is? That my body has come back to the state that it was when I was 30, because I can do things that I haven't been able to do in years. And I feel like I'm 30.
Right.
I truly, truly do. My energy is great, right? I didn't have energy before. You know, we have a lady who has a heck of a testimony similar to mine. And she said to me, she goes, Eva, she goes, I had aged so much. She goes, and she's 80. But when you see her or hear her talk, you would never know she was that age. I don't think she's 80 yet. She's like in her 70s. And she said to me, she goes, I feel like I'm in my 50s. And I said, oh, I know exactly what that feels like. I know what it means. But to hear her speak, you would not believe this is the lady that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs.
Okay.
I mean, it's incredible, right? Okay. It's now, incredible.
Okay. Presuming the product works, as you say, and on all the fantastic testimonies, it's really a phenomenon. The fact remains that it's just beginning to open, not only the United States, but worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the right place at the right time.
100%.
And then there are a lot of people like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Jim Rohn, you know, and just punch up Jim Rohn. He's been all over the place. Les Brown,
yep.
You know, man around mm-hmm. town. All of whom made money in network marketing, all of them who engaged in network marketing. As a matter of fact, let me do this, Les Brown.
And I'm saying to you, you know why people do what they do? The people who go after their stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. I used to talk to my plants when nobody else would listen to me. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Just go out there. It's possible you can get what you want. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. You got to be willing to form and to develop new relationships. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.
And Peter, tell us how to do it, how to make it happen. How to, as we close the program.
It.
Go ahead.
I love it. I love it. So. It's time. It's your time. So call the person that sent this to you and get all the information so you can make an informed decision. Because I believe in my heart, our hearts, today is your day. And all you have to do is take action. The rest will just happen. That's it. It's simple.
Okay.
Make a decision. To make a decision. That's it.
So basically, contact the person who told you about the super patch and the opportunity that's accorded to
mm-hmm.
pursuing it, and just go do it, huh?
That's
well,
it.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you being here. It's been great. And what else can I say? Any other closing salvos, if you will?
You know, the stars have finally aligned. That's
okay.
all I can say.
Okay.
And it's time.
And it's time. Okay. Well, Eva,
And it's time.
Well, this is the first of many presentations we will be doing on this. And so as you grow and develop and make things happen throughout the world, I really appreciate you being here to share with us the technique, the strategy, the skill set necessary, and the belief system that one has to have in order to make this happen. And let Les Brown close it out. Let's close it out for us.
And he was talking about the fact that we, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place.
That's where the work is. See, anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal, business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct? Yes. See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or a woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. When I was facing some challenges, I had a guy say something to me, and I suggest this is one of the first things that you want to do when you're facing a challenge. You want to get unstuck. Evaluate where you are. Look at it. Assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? Earl Nightingale had a saying I like. He said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. What has brought you to this point? What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Are you doing it over and over and over again? Somebody said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. Are you going through it or are you growing through it? Are you bigger and better because of it? Because it's not going to lead you until you grow through it. I was going through a major challenge in my life that was wearing me out, that was using me. And one of my students told me in a class that I was teaching, Lessons in Truth, she said, Les, until you handle it with grace, it will stay in your face.
Eva, I really appreciate you being on it. Thanks very much. I just thought I'd put Les Brown in it because Les Brown endorses the business opportunities of network marketing. So thank you very much. Oh, and finally, you did.
Thank you.
He said something about self-made. Tell us about the self-made movie that you just recently finished, and then we'll close it.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love this lady. I loved her. She was amazing, and she was relentless, and that's what it takes. She was not going to let anyone squash her dream, and I loved it. And she fought everyone, and she won. So she never settled. And that's what I love about that, is don't settle, you know. Don't let people squash your dreams. Everything is here for the taking, and all you have to do is want it and take it. And I loved her message. She was relentless. She was not going to stop, and she fought everyone and everything, and she won. And I loved it.
So for those individuals who have not seen the motion picture, it's on Netflix, and it's called Self-Made.
And they need to watch it.
And the lady's name?
I'm sorry?
The lady's name that who was participating.
Madam Walker.
Madam J.C.
Walker. Madam T.J. Walker.
Okay,
yes.
T.J. Walker, okay.
Yep.
Eva, thanks a lot. The next motion picture we'll see on Netflix is one by Eva.
Oh.
who's made it happen for us. Okay, have a good one, and thanks very much.
All right, you as well. Thank
okay.
you for having me.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that's it for Blog Talk Radio this morning. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you got something out of it. And you can always give us a call at 561-302-2588 for any suggestions, comments, or add-ons. Have a good one. Talk to you then.